woman who calls us on the phone all the time and claims that she is the original Steven Seagal wife. She's been locked in a house
she's
now.
She's still Steven Seagal's wife.
Yeah.
They connect psychically.
Right. That's what she thinks. And we just want to see what she looks like.
She doesn't have psychic sex.
Oh, there she is. This is Mira.
Oh, cool.
You are Kelly LeBrock.
I'm not.
You are not Kelly LeBrock?
No, I'm Mira.
You're Mira.
Yeah, Mira.
Yeah, but you're Mira Seagal.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal's wife.
Yep.
Now, you can legally put that on a document.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She got a resume that says so.
Well.
Now, Mira, take a seat, relax.
Yeah.
And talk to us. You're a decent-looking broad.
Better than that.
She's got tons of documentation.
You look like, you smell pretty intense. You got, what do you got, a perfume of some kind?
Yeah.
Some kind of perfume? Come here, talk into the microphone. You're getting all nervous.
Well, she's pulling out all her stuff.
She's pulling out documentation.
Oh, how come Robin's not in the same room?
No, she sits in a separate room.
I have a mental problem, so I'm locked back here.
Right.
Oh, she's always like that in this.
Right.
Together.
Now, Mira, go through it. A lot of people haven't heard you on, because you usually call us early in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning. Look, where are you from,
by the way?
Mars.
Is this on camera?
Yes, it is. Okay. Everyone wants to see you.
All right.
Go ahead.
Where is she from?
Mars.
Yeah, no, I'm American.
I know.
No, I meant, what state do you live in?
New York.
She lives in New York. She is a New Yorker, yeah. And you're what, a cab driver by profession?
I guess, yeah. That's what I'm doing. That or wait tables, right?
Right.
How long have you been married to Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal's my husband from other lives and in this one. I was like kind of, age 17, I didn't have any freedom in this life. I was kind of taken as some sort of hostage, prisoner, whatever, by the Church of Scientology in the Martinique Hotel.
Is that how it all started, with the Church of Scientology?
Yeah, to my awareness. These people had little designs on me.
But when did you and Steven actually get married?
It was the minute he did certain things that a man does with a woman, or certain intimacy. That was when.
All right, let me get this. Let me.
In whatever way, shape,
there was no ceremony.
No, let me start back.
I was not in a position. I wasn't allowed to have any friends.
All right, you were 17. You were 17.
Money.
Hey, look at me.
What?
Just focus on me for a second,
because
I got to keep you on one track.
All right.
You were 17 years old.
Yeah.
And you met Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
This is your story now, but people don't believe it, right?
What?
No one believes it. You're the only
plenty, people, plenty of people.
They do? Okay, you were 17 years old and you met Steven Seagal, the karate guy.
Yeah, Aikido karate.
Aikido karate.
All right.
And then you met him, and then what happened? When the Scientologist captured you and started cloning you?
No.
Right, give us the story.
I was 17. I decided to take a year off from high school.
Right.
To go before I go to college.
You decided, or they threw you out of high school?
No, I got good grades.
You did get good grades?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I got a
national letter of merit, letter of commendation.
Merit.
Yeah, letter of commendation. I didn't care about school at the time. Actually, I took the test. I shouldn't have, you know. Right. It's that one and the other. I didn't really care. Didn't
All right, so what happened? So then you met Steven Seagal.
Letter of commendation.
All right, you met Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
And where'd you meet him?
Wait a minute. I got involved in Scientology. It was like yoga.
Right.
I thought it was interesting. I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was like yoga. I needed something to do. I thought I'd take some courses. And after like the couple of days, they asked me if I want to work there. So I said, okay. So they had me out on the street, this body routing. I was supposed to like hand out tickets for a personality test.
Okay.
And I knew they were into like spirits, like out of the body stuff and all like that. And after that, they all of a sudden they were like watching me. I don't know. It was like somebody was like shooting like electricity
through you.
They were like watching me, and I had no privacy, and it was like Big Brother was watching me.
Okay,
what really even Seagal have to do with
okay
problem?
Wait a minute,
right.
Steven,
we get to the point.
It was kind of really scary. It's kind of like being in a nightmare,
right?
I mean, all of a sudden it was like, and everybody I knew seemed to be in on it. It was like everybody was a peapod except me.
Got it.
It was, and actually they're part of a whole network. And my little hometown, they've been working.
Now, what happened with Steven Seagal? So you met him out on the street.
All right, Steven, they were onto the spirits. So Steven came onto me psychically.
Go ahead.
Said he was my husband from another life.
Good.
But I didn't know who he was.
Is he a Scientologist?
No way. Scientology, occult. It's an occult group. It's not what.
So he said he knew you from previous lives.
But
yeah,
psychically,
but
I
didn't know who he was. All I knew was that somebody was in love with me from another life, and felt sexual feelings, and he could do things. He was kind of like, he had like powers or something.
All right, go ahead.
Well, that was the relationship.
Right.
He was projecting a lot of that key, a lot of that stuff into my space.
Go ahead.
Know, everybody in the Scientology place knew who he was. Everybody knew who he was that I was exposed to but me.
Right.
They kept this from me, so this is...
So he had already become famous.
No, he was...
He was a keto guy.
No. I'm just wondering how everybody knew him.
Because he was such a powerful guy.
What? No, yeah, from previous lives.
From previous lives, they knew.
What L. Ron Hubbard is trying to... All
right, now, wait a second. Get off Scientology for a second. Okay, so then what happens when they lock you, when Steven Seagal locks you up, and then now he takes...
He's not going to lock me... How much money do you want to bet on the wife? How much money? $1,000?
As much as you've got.
How much? How bet all your money. You want to bet all your money?
Yes.
I won't take it. I'll be generous.
Thank you.
I won't.
Thank you.
But
somehow I think it's a good bet.
Well, at one point in my life, I prayed 5 times a day. So if he's going to be intimate with me, with my body, in any way, shape, or form, I'm the wife. Okay?
That's yep, I hear you. Okay.
She married him. He didn't marry her.
Oh, yeah. He Stephen was put in the film business by the U.S. government because his wife was being held as a hostage by the Church of Scientology.
All right.
And there's a lot of extortion, okay?
Now, have you actually...
I was not allowed to have any friends, any money. I mean...
Have you ever actually been face-to-face with Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, but Steven does this kind of police...
Now, the guy who we know is Steven Seagal, is it still the real Steven Seagal?
Okay.
Or is it...
All right, where's the camera?
Right here. Camera. Don't worry, it'll find you.
This is Steven Seagal, okay? These are all authentic pictures of Steven Seagal, okay?
All right.
They're taking clips from the films. Now, the one you notice on the top, mm-hmm. I remember one time talking to the editor of Black Belt Magazine, and they got really like you, a little gossipy, nasty, little snooty, and say, oh, but Steven got hair implants because he was going bald. No, he didn't get hair implants, even though his hair looks like funny. That's because a body double, you will see, they were projecting themselves around Steven in front of the camera, which is what used to happen to me around Kelly Buckland and people like that. But the reason his hair looks like it's receding is because it's not from his hair receding. It's somebody else's, like, astral body is near him.
So you're saying that, in fact, the Steven Seagal we know today is somebody else's astral body?
No.
Or they cloned him?
I'm just saying they didn't want him to look so good on film.
I see.
He wouldn't become famous or look good.
What about his cloning?
But he became famous anyway.
Yeah, it didn't matter. He didn't care. He's a guy. He's not all uptight on that.
Now, what happened to you after you married Steven Seagal? How did you end up getting locked up in a room for a couple of years?
I didn't get locked up in a room.
You told me that on the phone one time.
Locked up in a room?
Yeah, because they had
the Church of Scientology had you locked up.
Because
locked
Kelly LeBrock is not really his wife. You are. And that they locked you up in a room to keep you from Steven Seagal so you wouldn't
screw up. No, I don't remember. You'll have to replay that for me. I don't know what you're
really?
Talking about. Really? Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, Steven refused.
Let me ask you about your resume. Hold on. Give me your resume. You make a couple of claims on your resume.
Let me just go on and just...
If you go on, I'm going to explode. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead, Gary.
One thing is, hair is receding like that because it's like kind of like an astral body. And some of the people that were... They were trying to block him. Apparently, the people that were...
All right, let me ask you a couple of questions.
People that were doing this were afraid of Steven, so they got all these people that look like Steven to be kind of like body doubles.
I see.
And you see them all over the place.
Mira, let me ask... Can I ask you a couple of questions? Because there's some cool stuff on your resume. What's up with you and Kim Basinger?
Yes.
Kim Basinger?
Yes.
Well, my real father did that film, Cool World.
Right.
Okay, that's my real dad, Michael Grace. I never met him, but
he... In other words, that's your real father, your biological father.
Well, yeah. Kidnapped? I don't know. I grew up with people that worked for, like, the Russians. I was a kid. I don't know. Kidnapped something.
You were kidnapped, right.
Yeah, my hometown is, like, behind the Iron Curtain I was living.
Right. So Kim Basinger...
What about Kim Basinger?
You say that that's not the real Kim Basinger, that she smells or something?
Oh. No.
Here, let me read you from your resume here. Here's what you say. Maybe you don't remember what you said. You said that Kim Basinger used me via Scientology and composite photos and would draw my energy in order to perform. There are scenes in My Stepmother is an Alien, which uses my energy entirely.
Yeah.
The girl working under the name Kim Basinger now is nice. The other one had B.O. I've smelled it, and I've never met her.
Yeah.
Now... Yeah. So explain to me what's going on here. All these celebrities are being cloned?
Well, no, they were cloning members of my real family, and this is proof of reincarnation.
Yes.
A lot of people, extortion. Like, in other lifetimes, John Wayne and Myrna Loy and what's his face? The one of the... James Dean. The three of them were related to us in other lifetimes and stuff like that.
I
so
see.
They knew
maybe us who?
Me and Steven.
Okay. You and Steven Seagal?
At various times we were their parents. Okay, they knew that we had talent in the show business.
It's amazing how you only tie in with celebrities.
Well, there must be something about me then, huh?
Yeah. All right, let's take a few phone calls from Mira. People have questions. Yeah, Rick, you're on the air for Mira.
Yeah, you crazy bimbo.
I'm not crazy.
Naked.
Shut up and get naked.
No.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because in her resume it says that she used to be a go-go dancer, and I asked her yesterday, has she ever danced nude? And she said yes, but she couldn't make any money off it because the Scientologists kept taking the money she made.
Is that true, Mira?
Yeah. When I was not allowed to be a body. According to the Church of Scientology, unless you're clear, you're not your body. So that's when they started. It's kind of like losing my soul. That's when all this cloning stuff started.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it started happening.
Interesting.
What?
That I believe, by the way.
That happened, yeah.
Yes.
They broke the mold.
I don't understand why the government keeps grabbing people and putting them in the movies, though. What people that
I wish they grabbed me and put me in the movies.
Well, the government put Steven Seagal in the movie.
Why would they do that?
Okay, every single one of them. Steven had said on Jay Leno that he wasn't going out if he never cheats on his wife, and if you ever see him out, it's a body double. I just want to point out that every single one of these pictures, like last couple of weeks about Super Cop, Jackie Chan, every single one of these guys is a body double.
Right. Now, why would they...
This police activity going...
Why did the
government... Do you have children? Steven Seagal has children.
He doesn't have any children. It's all fake. Everything you heard about Steven Seagal is fake. There's no ex-wife. There's no two Japanese children, half Japanese children. That was all phony. There's no three children with Kelly LeBrock. Kelly LeBrock, by the way, is very lesbian. As I understand, she's a lesbian.
Okay. Well, let me say something.
Whoa,
this is a woman who...
Whoa.
No, can I say something? Kelly LeBrock is not a lesbian. This
she's
is a woman
lesbian.
Which... Yeah, I mean, no, she... is not, she's this is a woman who clearly has a whole different viewpoint on the world. Let's just make that clear.
And that Kelly LeBrock thinks she was married.
There's absolutely zero evidence that Kelly LeBrock is a lesbian. Go ahead, continue. Please.
There's plenty of evidence.
I bet you there is. Yeah.
Her
oh, man. By the way, please understand what the source, okay?
What?
All right, let's take another call for you. Hi, this is Rick.
Jim. Why don't you get that film? You know, the girl that you
talk about Steven
and the
Seagal.
Girl that you showed on the film, on the East Show, well, those were two different women.
Jim,
one of them looked like Kathy Lee Gifford.
Howard.
Yes.
This girl's a wacko, man.
I'm not a wacko.
First of all, I want to say something.
Why don't you guys believe her?
I want to say...
What is that picture right there, that glossy that you just
had? No, that's a clone. I'm not using that picture.
That's a clone picture? Let me see that clone picture.
It's a Biavi.
It's a beyond.
This is Kelly LeBrock.
Let me see.
This is Kelly LeBrock. She got very fat. I got to tell you, that is Kelly LeBrock. Girl you said here was a Scientologist. She's older than me. She's a bitch. She's sick in the head. And the only reason she looked good, she was touching me that day. You see this in the film?
Yes.
You see it on TV.
Did you see something?
This is Kelly LeBrock.
Where?
These fat smell.
It's a picture of Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah. The reason it is because the people on 79. Nights in Columbus Avenue that almost killed me that lived around
there. You're saying the girl who was on... You're saying the girl...
It's been on display. It's not even a good picture. Why is that fat
Mira.
Picture? That is Kelly LeBrock.
Mira, let me ask you...
She lost her total weight. She was... Psychic vampirism. She was like cloning me. Yeah.
Let me ask you
that. The girl that was here in your show, she doesn't have three kids. She doesn't live in the mountains.
Does she ever shut up?
Yeah.
No.
She has a lot of information she's trying to give my
God. She doesn't live in the mountains or in the woods in California playing with her three children all day. If it was up to her, there'd be snot and residue from foot odor in the herbal medication she was sending. She's sick in the head, that woman, okay?
Really?
Yeah. I listened to this guy, Gary Nolan, the other day. Into that kind of stuff, she was copying it. The Scientologists try to get their hands in everything and make it not free.
You got a point there.
That's the Scientologist, the girl there. She was doing the exact same thing. I don't know what I look like right now. I probably look
You look
funny.
Great.
No, I probably look funny looking.
Okay? No, you're actually very pretty.
Why?
Yeah, okay. Well, I probably look funny looking because she looked good in front of your camera, so I probably look like I got a big nose. She's got a big nose. Well,
you got a gorgeous nose.
He's got a big nose.
Can I say something?
She's got a big
nose. You could model.
No, you know what? I can't model because I model for everybody else who's using my energy, so why should I model? Also, I'm too short, and I look better than the taller woman.
You're cute. I like the way you look. I like
it. She doesn't use run-on
sense. What kind of shoes do you wear? Let me see. You got a cute little outfit there. Nice. Not bad legs either.
Why are they letting her drive a cab?
Yeah. Now,
obviously.
Do you get upset when you drive a cab?
I don't want to be driving a cab. I want to be with Steven.
Yes.
If I get in the cab with her, she's going to drive me in the river and say we're going to see Steven.
By the way,
let
me tell you something, my darling, and you might not believe this. I am married to Hillary Clinton.
No, you're not.
I was, too. She took my energy. Don't you tell me. She did, too. Bill Clinton stole my wife and my energy, and I'm sick of it, and I want to say something about it that I believe that Mira is telling the truth.
I am telling.
Well, thank you.
40 seconds and 5th is where we're going.
Oh, you want a 40 second or 5th? You Can you blame me?
I don't know.
You know, like, just they're very infuriating because they know that, you know, I know what I'm saying is the truth.